Summary. As you can see, Lansky, Capone, Gotti, and Castellano were similar in so many ways, but also so different from one another. They were all gangsters, and they all started in basically the same way, on the streets. They didn't have formal educations, and they dropped out of school at an early age. They received their education from the street, which, as we all now know, the street can be a mean teacher. The street can add a lot of value and strength to a person. Many successful men and women have or had role models, and it wasn't any different for the gangster. They knew the value of having someone share their secrets of success, and they knew having a role model would be a quicker way to the top. How can you be a gangster without love for food and drink? And our boys loved it all. They may have had different appetites, from sweet cheese blitzes to the best Italian food a person could find, was the big part of their world. They all took care of their businesses and brought in millions, but not in the same way. They had a fresh approach in their business dealings, working with associates and employees, and the associates made money and everyone prospered. They enjoyed taking care of themselves, from custom-tailored clothes to personal hygiene and grooming. They all dressed the part and made sure they dressed for success. All married and had children. Some went into business with their fathers, and others found success outside the family. Everyone found time for their wives and their children. Family was an important part of their lives. They didn't do drugs. They drank socially and with dinner or hanging out with their friends. Gambling was part of their lives, usually as a business venture, while others may have gambled too much. Meyer Lansky, Al Capone, John Gotti, and Paul Castellano were all born leaders. They knew how to make men love and respect them. They had different strengths and excelled in different areas of business and life. However, they had one thing in common. They were successful and helped many others during their time in business and while they were on this earth. Writing Godfather Secrets was my pleasure. Most books were written about their criminal lives. The purpose of this book was to show a different side of them, to show a lighter side, a unique side. I hope you enjoyed this book and learned something about them you didn't know. Thank you. Signed, J. Robert Baer.